Rebel Reed's with us today. Now, I mentioned to you that Rebel's doing some work trying to refine our digital presentation for Marta, and it's lovely to work beside Rebel, whose music I've enjoyed for ages. But I just want to acknowledge and celebrate your new releases, which are coming out off your album, Hedia, Rebel. Tamihi Kakwe, Rebel. It's wonderful to be sharing some space together as kaimahi, but also another opportunity to enjoy your music. Some people might not have met you before. Where did you grow up, Rebel?
Oh, I grew up just down the road in Papatoi, so just a stone throw's away.
Ka pai. Is your name Rebel, or is that your stage name?
No, that's my real name. Mum, she was in love with David Bowie and Billy Idol, and so they were my dads. They brought me up.
hey, listen, strangely enough, I like Billy Idol too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and David Bowie.
Yeah.
So Rebel, Rebel, it was a great song from Bowie. Yep. How cool is that?
It is.
Where do your whakapapa lines take you to, Rebel?
Yep, so Ngapuhi, and that's all I know. I don't know Dad's side, but yeah, I'm just from a little place called Omanaya, just before you head to Opo and Rawane.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I whakapapa to, that's Mum's.
Tēnā koe. Tell us about your first guitar.
Oh, gosh. I bring that in sometimes. Do you see me walk in? Or maybe you don't.
What, the pink one?
No.
Yeah.
No, my first guitar was Mum had this friend at work, Andy, and she said to Andy, oh, Reb loves music, you know, and we grew up quite humble, me and Mum, and she couldn't afford a guitar, so Andy remembered that story, and then one day she brought in the guitar for Mum. She's like, oh, give it to Reb. She might, I don't know, she might find herself through it. And Mum was like, oh my gosh, thank you. And then I remember I came home from intermediate and I opened the gate and my mum's like, close your eyes, hun. And I was like, I closed my eyes. And then I opened the door and then I saw the guitar standing there with a pink ribbon around it. Oh, I cried and I was like, oh gosh, that was the best day of my life. And changed my life.
And it changed your life.
Yeah.
You know, in all seriousness, a guitar can be a really wonderful friend through life. And, you know, even though times can be challenging, sometimes you can take great solace from a guitar, just you. And I was still playing the same chords I learnt when I was young. But but even so, at times it's very comforting for the player, but also for those around. Yeah. I guess ever since then it's been part of your life, eh?
Yeah. No, it became like a... We had like a symbiotic, like kind of melding moment where we became one, me and my guitar, and that's how I think that guitar and my mum raised me, you know. They shared, and if you think about it, guitar, you know, it's from Murako, it's from a tree. But I think it's Japanese, so it would have came from a Japanese cedar. So there's wairua in guitars. You know, it's made from actual papatūnuku.
I've never really thought of it in that way, but thanks. It's nice. Look, I was about 10, and a neighbour up the road was at school. His dad was an entertainer. And anyway, he taught me the three chords, E, a basic form of A, and a basic form of B.
Yeah.
And it was dung, dung, gadang, dung, 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 gadang, dung, wild thing. And so that's the first song that I learned how to play. I'm still playing it, mind you. What was your first song, Rebel?
Oh, gosh, it was... my first song I actually learned how to play, it was my own composition, actually.
Really?
I made it when I was, I played my auntie's guitar before Mum gave me mine, but the first song I learned to play was my own song, and I made it for my auntie, who was sick at the time, and I called it Piss Pot.
as you do.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. That was my first song.
Yeah? Come on, we'll sing a bit of it.
Oh.
No. Well, there you go.
Well, it's just two notes, really. It was just piss pot, piss pot, piss pot, piss, 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 piss. And they're celebrating me. They're like, oh, you made your own song. Yeah. And I was only little, so they were wowed by my piss pot song.
Interesting title for a debut single.
As a child.
Oh, but there we go. You've gone on to be part of Valkyrie. I remember asking you what Valkyrie meant, remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
And then last week I was calling some football at Wellington for the Wellington Orcas, and the women playing were from the Porirua Valkyrie.
Yeah. See? It's a powerful name, that name.
Yeah, it is. And it means?
So Valkyrie means in Norse mythology, it's just a wainator, you know, warrior. They had these cool myths about some really powerful woman that basically they helped their god Odin choose the slain in battles. And they deemed who was worthy to come up into Valhalla, and they picked them up, and they're like, oh, you come with me, bro, hop on our horse, and we'll take you to Odin.
Valhalla.
Yeah, to Valhalla to have a mead.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting stuff. So you've got a debut. You're doing a Mick Jagger here, eh? You're part of the Stones, but then you broke away. Part of the Stones, and then you broke away to do your own stuff.
Yeah.
Had a fallout with your band members, which lasted a few years, and then eventually you came back together when you were old.
I bloody hope not. No, I decided to honour Mum's dying wish, actually, which was to sing and open my mouth, and she would get ho-high because I'd be writing all the songs. She's like, why don't you sing? Why don't you sing? And I was like, no, I don't want to sing, Mum. I don't want to sing. I'm not ready. It's just not my time. And she was like, oh. And then, yeah, and then once she went to Valhalla, I was like, oh, you dungy ribs. Huh? Let's just sing now. And that's what happened. So that's it.
It's a great story. I really liked Mina Mina.
Oh, nice.
When it came out from Valkyrie.
Yeah.
And part of what I really was drawn to was the kōrero you shared with me about being hesitant to sing or record in Te Reo Māori.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that Pere Wehonga said, look, you're Māori.
Mm.
Whatever's in the inside is you. It doesn't matter if it's not the flashiest of reo. It's you.
Yeah.
And stand tall and deliver. And you did.
Yeah.
Pretty special.
He is... I guess he's...
Well, I don't know if we're allowed to call him he.
Oh, she.
Oh, well, he or she.
Or they.
Yeah, all three of them.
Or that sweetie pie soul human.
That cool guy, Petty. I've slipped up again.
No, Petty, oh, gosh. Yeah, that sweet human soul has changed my life as well, too. You know, putting that whakaaro on my head.
Kia ora.
You know, that's changed everything I think of now.
You know, because we can carry this hara on our shoulders, and it sits real, real heavy when we're not fluent in Te Reo Māori, and we want to be but can't be, and so we can get down on ourselves. Please don't. Stand tall, irrespective of your reo capabilities.
Yeah.
You know, the blood that flows within you is blood gifted from our tūpuna, and so you're as Māori as anyone else is ever going to be. Rebel, I'm really, as I say, I've really enjoyed getting to know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
I love what motivates you in music and in life, and I just want to acknowledge this album, Hedia, which Rebel has written to honour her mama, and we're going to play a song called Cry, Cry, Cry. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. Cry, Cry, Cry is, I'm a big fan of the 1950s era. I love rock and roll, and Mum did too. And so I, during my process of healing, I wrote Cry, 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 just to, I guess, tell the world how I was, you know, after Mum, and talk about how I was feeling. You know, no one really, in today's music, I've noticed, abroad, internationally, the songs that they're singing isn't about feelings. It's more like an ego-based wairua, and it's not connecting with people. So I thought, oh, well, if I'm naked and unafraid, and I'll just let people know what I felt during Mum's kind of hikoi up to the stars. So Cry, Cry, Cry was just a big journal, really, a diary of what I did every night, which is crying every single night and letting them know that I wasn't going to dance with Mum again. So, yeah, it was just a ripping, naked experience for people to, I guess, feel, they can finally feel, or break down those walls, you know? Help them break down their walls while my walls are broken down, like Jericho.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful introduction. Rebel Reed, please have a look on the net and find ways to listen to her music or ways to support her career. It's not a departure from Valkyrie. It's just a hiatus. where she can say what she needs to say as an individual rather than as a band. I'm sure we'll hear from Valkyrie again.
Yes.
It's lovely working with you, Rebel.
You too. Love it. See you.
We'll leave you with this and with collective thanks to all who contributed to our program this week. I personally want to acknowledge my friend Tilangi Tawai Reedy, who does a super job engineering our program. And, of course, Hineani Melbourne. It goes without saying up the waz, Rurangi. He's bouncing that one into my ears. This is Cry, Cry, Cry. It's Rebel. News is next. Have a great weekend, you guys. Catch you on Monday.